So let's review. We learned the Braisa in the previous daf that if the hides of five different Karbanos Pesach were mixed up and the mum was found on one of them, none of the five owners have to bring a Pesach Sheni. The Gemara asks, V'ikachad dolei nafik. After all, one of the Karbanos was pasul and one of them was not yoy to the mitzvah. He should have to bring a Pesach Sheni. The Gemara answers that loy after. There is no viable option. We cannot have all five people bring a Pesach Sheni because for four of them it will be chulin bazar, because they're not obligated. They also can't all bring one Pesach Sheni together, because the four of them who were already Yaitza cannot be registered on the Pesach Sheni, and it may not be shechted for or eaten by people who are not registered on it. We also cannot have them bring the carbon on the condition that if they were not Yaitza with the Pesach Rishon, the new carbon will be a carbon Pesach, and if they were already Yaitza with the Pesach Rishon, the new carbon will be a Shlamim, because the chaz of a sheik, the breast and the right leg of the shlamim, goes to a kohen, but not that of a pesach. And if the kohen would eat the chaz of a sheik, it would be shaloi lemnuyev on the tzad that it is a carbon pesach. Even if they all bring one kohen who has not yet made his own pesach, and have him eat the chaz of a sheik of all of them, it would still be a problem of limiting the time that we can eat a carbon shlamim, because normally a carbon shlamim can be eaten for 2 days and a night. But since these are a suffix carbon Pesach Sheni, they will only be eaten through that night. The Gemara asks, V'nesi Meisra Pesach. Why don't we require each person to try to find a Meisra Pesach, an animal that was designated as a carbon Pesach, but can no longer be used as one, and say that if he is obligated in carbon Pesach, this should be a Pesach Sheni, and if they were already Yaitzeh, this should be a Meisra Pesach, which is a carbon shlamim in every sense, except that it is limited to being eaten for 1 day and one night. The Gemara rejects this solution for three reasons. First, a Meisra Pesach cannot be brought for this purpose, since a Meisra Pesach requires smicha, leaning on the animal before shchita, and a Pesach Sheni does not require smicha. Second, even if the owner is a woman who never has a requirement to do smicha, a Meisra Pesach cannot be brought with such a condition, because the Pesach Sheni only requires one matan dam on the Mizbeach. And like a Shlamim, the Meisra Pesach requires Shtaim Shein Arba, putting blood on two opposite corners, so blood ends up on all four sides of the Mizbeach. Finally, we cannot bring a Meisra Pesach with this condition, that it may count as the Pesach Sheni, because the blood of a Pesach Sheni requires Shvicha, to be poured on the Mizbeach, whereas the blood of a Meisra Pesach requires Zrika to be thrown on the Mizbeach from a distance. Even though a Shlam is kosher b'shvicha, it may not be done l'ketchila. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'im lebanav hareini sheicher es ha-Pesach amisha yalem mekem rishon l'Yerushalayim. If a father tells his children that he is shechting the Karban Pesach for whomever comes first to Yerushalayim, kiven sheichnes harishon reishav v'rubay, as soon as the first child arrives, zoche b'chelkoi u'mezakes achav imay, all of their children become registered on the carbon. The Gemara explains that we cannot interpret the Mishnah as simply understood, that the first one was registered first, and then the others were somehow included with him, because the first son's registration would require the utilization of Bereira, retroactively clarifying that the carbon was shechted for this son. The others cannot become registered after the Shechita, as the next Mishnah teaches. Therefore, we must say, Kedei Lazarzan b'mitzvas kamar. The father actually had all of his children in mind at the time of the Shechita. He only said that he is doing it for the one who arrives first to encourage them to rush to do mitzvahs. Zok the Mishnah. Lo'olam nimnin alav ad sheyiyah b'kezayis l'chol echad ve'echad. We can keep on registering new people on the Karban Pesach, even if it means registering an entirely new group and then withdrawing an entire group, as long as there is enough meat for each person to eat a kezayis. The Mishnah continues. Nimnin u'moishch nesidein mimenu ad sheyishachit. People can register to and withdraw from the Karban Pesach up until the time of Shechita, but not thereafter. Shimon Omer, ad sheyizr kadam. Abaya, supported by a braisa, says, Machlokes limashech. Reb Shimon only disagrees and says that one can withdraw from the Karban Pesach until the zrika, the sprinkling of the blood. Avol limnois devir hakol ad sheyishachit. However, Reb Shimon agrees that one can only register to the Karban Pesach until the Shechita. Look the Mishnah on Amud Beis. Hamemana imoy achar bechalker. If one member of the group invited some other people to share his portion without getting permission from the rest of the group, the members of the group can give him his portion and tell him and his guests to eat it elsewhere. Iboy lehu. Bnei chabur shehayu yadav shel echad men yafis. If one of the members of the group is grabbing more food than his share, can the other members give him his portion and tell him to eat elsewhere? The Gemara tries three proofs. First, our Mishnah seems to prove that they can ask him to leave, because the reason the members of the group send away the person who has guests must be because he's taking too much food. The Gemara refutes this proof, because maybe in the Mishnah they can send him away only because he's bringing new people to the group. Second, a brisa says that if the waiter already ate some of the carbon next to the oven, the other members of his group do not have to go there to eat with him, which seems to show that one member of a group cannot demand to be able to eat with the rest of the group. The Gemara refutes this proof because the group can say that they allowed him to eat with them, but they don't want to be troubled to go where he chose to eat. Finally, the Gemara proves from an explicit brisa that says that members of a group can send away somebody who is taking too large a portion. Even if it were just a regular meal, one eating gluttonously can be forced to leave with his fair portion. In fact, Rav Huna forced Rav Papa to divide a meal, since Rav Papa was eating four times faster than Rav Huna. Another version of the Shaila is that we knew all along that a person taking too large a portion can be sent away. The question was whether b'nei chavura rishoyin l'chalik or ein rishoyin l'chalik. When a group eats together, do they have to eat from one big portion, or can they first divide the meat into different portions? From the fact that we only allow sending a glutton away, it seems that in normal circumstances, everybody has to eat together from one large portion.